Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. We're going to talk now about a place you likely have not been, Iran. On this week's edition of Going Places, KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley is your host as he talks to Martin Clementa, a guide who regularly leads Westerners, including Americans, on tours of Iran. They begin in the ancient city of Persepolis.
So, Martin, could you paint a picture for us of Persepolis? I mean, it just sounds outrageously beautiful, but what is it like to stand amongst those ancient ruins?
Standing next to those ancient ruins is an incredible feeling because you are standing not far from the town of Shiraz. It used to be the capital of the great empire of Persia. It's been buried under the sand for centuries. It's been unveiled relatively recently, so it's in a fabulous shape. And besides the beautiful structures and excavations of Persepolis, there is a beautiful burial ground nearby. As you approach Persepolis from a distance, you see a big, huge structure in front of you, which is called the Lion's Gate, or the Gate of Nations. And behind that, you see a series of beautiful columns and remnants of old palaces with a fabulous hilly red rock backdrop, which makes it very dramatic.
Could you talk a little bit about your experiences there in Iran?
It's full of color, it's full of smells, it's full of good food, it's full of good music, it's full of incredible ancient Persian culture. The people are super friendly. They approach Americans. They are excited to see Americans. They love to see Americans. Every time we walk in the bazaars of the great cities of Shiraz or Esfahan, we are literally surrounded by people who are anxious, who are excited, who want to talk to us. They are very outgoing, who shake our hands.
It's not a place that most people think of when they think of, well, let's take a vacation. How do you get there? How do you physically get to Iran?
The capital, the main airport, is served by a host of big international carriers. You can fly direct from Paris, from London, from Amsterdam, from a number of European cities. And obtaining a visa for Americans is a relatively speaking simple process. It takes a couple of weeks. It requires some paperwork. But it's fairly easy to obtain Iranian visa.
You once described for me what it was like to land in Tehran. And what's one of the first things that you encounter when you're arriving in Iran?
Well, for a male traveler, it's like flying into Boston. For female travelers, the story is a little bit different since, because of the religious rules, women are required to have their heads covered at all times. So at the moment, the plane touches down in Tehran International Airport, they make sure that all female travelers are properly dressed. In other words, their heads have got to be covered with scarves in public areas.
So I take it that in Iran, there's not probably great nightlife there. You're not going out and going to some cozy little bars and having a beer or anything like that. There's nothing like that in Iran.
Nightlife does not really happen in Iran. Beer does not happen in Iran since alcoholic beverages are not allowed. They are not available.
So Iran is open for tourism. Is that what I'm getting? And that if you go there, you're going to be treated well, you're going to be safe, and you're going to have a marvelous, gorgeous travel experience and get to hang out with the locals.
Yes, fully. Yes, yes. Iran is ready. Iran is a great destination. It has great sights, friendly people, and it's up and going.
Well, thank you, Martin. I look forward to going to Iran with you someday.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Matthew.
KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He hosted this week's edition of Going Places and spoke with Martin Clementa of Mir Tours about visiting Iran. I'm Ed Ronco.